So I want to tell you about something that happened last night that was a little different than something that would normally take place in my house. I'm a very financially careful person. I'm a very strict person when it comes to finances. I follow Dave Ramsey, and I follow YNAB, if you're familiar with it. That's You Need a Budget. And so in my personal finances and my business finances, in both, I am a strict stickler when it comes to these things. However, last night I spent $797 out of a category that I should not have taken it out of. I'm not going to tell you what that category was, but it came from somewhere that it should not have come from. I did it with my wife's blessing. She was a little nervous about it because, you know, I don't care who you are. $800 is a lot of money. It's nothing to wink at. And at least it is for me. So I spent $800 on something last night that I really felt that I needed in order to take the business to the next level. And so I want to talk to you about this idea of being really, what does it mean to have like a faithful business? I mean, there's certainly, of course, there's the sense in which I'm a Christian. And so that's what the idea of this podcast is really about, is kind of sharing my story and the story of other Christian business leaders. So I get that. But there's another element too of faith that has to do with frankly believing in yourself and being motivated to action when it's time to get work done. And I have to admit that I am extremely risk averse. I oftentimes will not do those things that I know should be done because I spend too much time contemplating the risk. Now, risk is an interesting thing. Risk must be absolutely factored in. I mean, if you're not being very careful about things, I mean, you can't just do anything you want to do, okay? You don't have the, you know, most people don't anyway, have the financial means to do just whatever they want to do. They don't have the amount of time to do whatever they want to do. They don't have the liberty within their family structure to do whatever they want to do. So you have to be very careful. You do have to weigh risk. There is definitely a point, though, where being risk averse gets in the way of taking action when you should. If you truly believe in yourself, you truly believe in an idea, you've weighed the risk, and you realize that there is some risk, but that ultimately there is a worst case scenario that really isn't all that terrible, I think you should really consider going for it. Now, what we did last night, we worked through the process. I told Tiffany, my wife, I said, look, here's a decision that I'm getting ready to make. I think it's an important decision. Here's why I think it's an important decision. Here is the implications of this decision right now, the immediate financial implications. And we started the conversation there. We talked about those things. And then we looked at some worst case scenarios. And we identified basically two or three immediate ways that you know, worst case scenario situations, and it was like if we had to have the money back for some reason, we could get it back, I mean, almost instantaneously. And so suddenly it became a lot less risky. In the moment, right, we're letting go of this money that had been set aside for another purpose, another very important purpose, on the risk that I would be able to use this tool to actually create income and help me make some of that money back, or actually, hopefully, much more than that amount of money back. I'm hoping it will be an exponential investment in a very short-term investment that I will see my return on very quickly and go from there. That's what I'm praying for, and I think that that's what's going to happen. I truly believe that that's what's going to happen, and if I didn't, I wouldn't have taken the risk. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, if you're gonna do anything real big, I mean, if you have something I talked about yesterday, bursts of massive action, if you have some massive action you want to take, sometimes that massive action is going to require risk. It just is. It's going to require risk. And if you stop yourself from taking the action because of the risk, then I think you are selling yourself short. You're selling your ability short. You might even be selling God short on what he can do. Do you have faith, right, that God can take that and overcome the risk? I mean, have you carefully thought about it? Have you taken the time to lay out the pros and cons and also the worst case scenario to say, okay, like if this thing fails, if this thing totally bombs, what's the worst case scenario? You need to think about those things. And you need to weigh the risk. We don't ignore risk, but we also don't get bogged down by it. Okay? There is risk that is worth taking. There's a measure of risk that is worth taking. And I'm praying that the decision I made last night fell within that. So anyway, that was my $797 decision. I mean, I made this decision. I'm praying for exponential return on my results or results from, return on my investment. So we will see what happens. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I appreciate you listening. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. And the number one way that podcasts grow is by word of mouth. So if you want to share this podcast with others, just let them know, hey, you know, this is a guy who's like on the same journey we are, this journey of faithful business. He's just trying to honor the Lord and do good work in the world with his business, and he's on a journey. Why don't you come join him? I would love for you to share it with other people. And that's how podcasts grow. So if I have helped you today with something I said, I would encourage you to, you know, reach out to me. You can always find me. Steve@NorthMaxServices.com is my email address. Steve@NorthMaxServices.com. You can get contact information and all that at faith-fullbusiness.com, faithfulbusiness.com. There's where you can go to find all sorts of information on me and this podcast and what we've got going on. So God bless you. I hope you have an absolutely amazing day. Don't get bogged down by risk. Make decisions carefully. Think through them, pray through them, but ultimately take action when you know you must.